Praise the Lord, dear brothers and sisters. I just wanted to reach out to you because the Lord spoke to me about the necessity that we should pray in the morning every day. As our fasting and prayer is coming to a close today, we should not stop here. At least a couple of servants of God have spoken that we should finish and continue on the journey that we have started. So we are planning to continue with our morning prayers at 6 o'clock. At this moment, there is a lot of people, quite a number of people are attending, but many of you are not attending this morning prayer time. Well, I just wanted to give you a few reasons why we should pray in the morning. We are going to look into the keyword in Psalms 5 verse 3, where Psalmist David says, "In the morning, Lord, you hear my prayer. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly." In the morning, King David is directing his prayers, even though he was a king. And we should also do the same, because there are many reasons why we should pray to God in the morning. The first and foremost is that our Lord Jesus used to pray very early in the morning. We read that in Mark chapter 1 verses 35 to 37, where we read that very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place, and there he prayed. You know, if Jesus needed to pray in the morning, how much more do we need? And before he would interact with anyone, he would go out, spend time alone with his Father in heaven, converse with him, take directions, and then do the ministry for that day. He is our best model to follow. The second reason why I think we should pray in the morning is we are putting God's kingdom and his righteousness as our number one priority. As we read in Matthew 6:33, that we should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things will be given to us. When we give God the first place in our life, God will take care of everything else. Third, in the morning, we seek the living water that God wants to give and quench our thirst. As we read in Psalm 63 verse 1, the psalmist says, "O God, you are my God, early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water." You know, just like a deer needs water and needs to be replenished, we also need to seek the living water, the Holy Spirit, who will satisfy our every need in our life. Fourthly, you know, God has promised that he will reveal himself when we seek him early in the morning. There is a wonderful promise of God in Proverbs 8:17 that says, "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." You know, God loves us when we seek him early in the morning, because we are telling him that, "Lord, I love you. I want you first in my life in the morning." Finally, I also believe that we get the best help for our needs that we have in our life when we seek him early. The psalmist in Psalms 119 verse 147 cried out to the Lord and said, "I rise early because even before the sun is up, I cry out for help and put my hope in your words." We see the psalmist crying out early in the morning, and God heard his prayer and answered him. So just want to encourage you. I know it's very hard to wake up in the morning, especially when we sleep later in the night. So maybe we should change our routines, sleep early, put an alarm clock, wake up early and seek the Lord. I'm telling you that it makes a big difference in your day and in your perspective, in your life, and God will abundantly bless you. Thank you so much for listening to me. May God bless you abundantly.